Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. I'm coming to you live from rainy, cold-ass fucking Denver. I've got a lot of thoughts about Denver, and as a city, a record label, and a motherfucking crew. We're not going to talk about the AI documentary, because apparently it's not an AI documentary, but that shit boring as hell. Sorry. What else we got on the agenda? I don't even see the agenda today.
We got story time with Trey, the cat stack story.
Yeah.
We got Jerv goes to the root picnic.
Yep.
We got Drake paints his nails and little Uzi comes out as they. And also The Wire turns 21. It's old enough to buy a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
In a brown paper bag, because that's how they know. We always all respect the brown paper bag. Shout out to B. Colvin. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. You know how many W's in it. I don't know why I had to spell that shit out. That's where you get the Patreon exclusive content that you get bomb all at once as opposed to piecemeal through the week. You get Cinephobe with no ads on it. Ad-free. That's right. We launched ad-free podcasts. I know since the ads have increased lately. So that's pretty important for everybody to be able to listen without having to stop and hit that 30-second button, forward, all that. We've got the Discord. We've got the watch-alongs. We got so much stuff. Patreon.com/countthedings. And I'm going to say this right now. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse. But if there is a live show that happens in this year, you want to be a Patreon because you're going to get access to the better tickets, the better experiences before everyone else. So patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in on that.
Jerv, so back to the Roots picnic.
Oh, yeah.
You had a bet. What happened with this bet? Tell everybody about this bet.
First and foremost, how the so Lauryn Hill's out on stage or whatever, and she's doing her thing. And shout out to Lauryn Hill for showing up because I definitely was doubting her. It was about four. It was, listen, she's supposed to hit the stage at 9 o'clock. It was 9:45, my nigga. And I was just like, well, they had hit us with like a couple. Hey, Lauryn will be on stage in like 5-10 minutes. It was like the third time they didn't said that, right? So like eventually I'm like, well, I could just stay here or dip. Like, she's not gonna show up. She shows up, shout out to her. And she's on stage, she's doing her thing, and she says, yo, it wouldn't be right if I didn't bring special guests. So I'm like, oh, who could she bring? I was like, oh, maybe she bring Nas. She just did the song with Nas, you know, whatever, whatever. So she starts playing some the intro from The Score. So I'm losing my mind because I'm like, oh shit, she about to have Wyclef on stage. Right? Like, this is amazing to me. Like, oh shit, Lauryn Hill, Wyclef. Like, I'm the dude that's actually at the event now, right? Like, I'm at the event that everyone was like, oh shit, there was a reunion.
What you was doing at the time? You was jumping up and down?
Oh, my nigga, I was zooted, dog. I'm just keeping it being with you, bro. Like, yeah.
You was grooving. Right, what was you was on, doing? What was your actions? Put us there.
I was on number 8 of the 10 that I rolled up at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just be honest with
hey,
you.
Hey, the dog. Nigga rapping to the blunt. Ooh, la, la,
right,
la,
right, la, right.
Oh,
that's
it. Oh, hold up. Oh, you want me to keep – oh, I keep it all the way real. Hold on. So she fucking they got the music playing, and this nigga, I'm like, yo. My man's like, yo, you think Prize is going to show up? And I'm like – hell no, Prize ain't gonna show up, nigga. Like, Prize is booked.
Right.
Like, yo, yeah. You ain't. So he was like, yo, I bet you. He was like, yo, I bet you the next two rounds of drinks on Prize showing up. Easy money, my nigga. Like, I'll take an easy bet. My right. Like, I, man, don't you know that fucker appeared out of nowhere like fucking smoke, dog. He didn't know not Nan lyric. Damn. Like the first John, like Wyclef had the rap all over him, dog. And like, I'm 8 doobies in, fucking, I'm losing my mind because this is the album like The Score album for me was probably, I think that's probably like 7th or 8th grade. This is probably one of the first albums I got that I could listen to around my parents and not have to like hide the shit, but it was still the shit that I was listening to. I'm listening to it every day. So you asked how I was. Then I'm going to be honest with you. She did Killing Me Softly, dog.
He would put you there. He was through there. Dog.
You cried?
Dog.
So you lost the bet and you cried. Nigga.
Yo, I ain't
shed a couple tears.
I ain't boo-hoo it, but like a nigga definitely. Like, yeah, somebody definitely cut an onion in that bitch.
Exactly. Like, sometimes you got to drop a few, bro. That's how.
Bro.
All right, you gotta let them bitches ride.
You gotta go buy some of these, fuck man.
It. You feel
you gotta
me?
Buy some of these.
Fuck it.
You know?
Salute, bro.
I should have bought them joints because I was so gone. I was the gone where like everyone walks up to you and it's like everyone, you know, they're like they start to talk to you and they look and they go, you know what? I'ma just let you do your thing because you're pretty gone right now. And I just be like, yo, good luck, show them I holler at you. Like, I ain't want nobody, no serious conversation. I ain't want to. catch up with nobody and find out that nothing bad happened. Like, I'm good, my nigga. Like,
did they boo Prize? Like, no. How did that go out? Like,
so he's just white people. It's a bunch of white people. Man.
No, well, it was a bunch of white people there. They didn't boo Prize because I think I want to give people credit and think that people were so caught up in what was happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then even if you're not like my age and recognize like how historic of a moment this is, like you're still young enough to know that this guy named Prize, who's now on stage, literally just was like a spy for like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like he should be going away like pretty soon. Like,
hey, the hood don't care, nigga. They wanted to hear the Poochies, nigga.
Here you go.
But what was his? What was
the hood love you even more, dog? You facing time and you on stage saying "fuck the man," you getting this money? Like, hell yeah.
Right. Like, what was his exact crime that niggas would be mad? Like, why would niggas be mad that he was there?
I think niggas could have been mad because he didn't know his lyrics.
Right.
Like, niggas could
I mean, at this point, that nigga should have been Weekends at Bernie's. As long as he was on there, nigga, that's the nostalgia part. They got your ass crying. I seen the video about Fuji La, and I was like, oh, this is hard. I'm like, I ain't see Jerv posted, but somebody else posted the full fucking performance. So I'm like, I'm watching the whole shit. And I was like, damn, okay.
Okay, Jerv
actually had a good show.
How are y'all on that? Bert? Like, going to the concert. How do you feel about people recording the whole time versus people vibing the whole time? Because I'm a viber.
I'm 100% a viber.
That's why.
Yeah.
And I be thinking I'm going to record shit. And then, like, I remember I walked to Dom was performing. I think it was, like, Rolling Loud or some shit. And so Kid Cudi was performing on the main stage on, like, another stage, like, around the same time. So I walked over there. And I'm thinking like, oh, I might like film some of this shit, and I'm high as fuck, and I'm just nigga by myself. I like put my phone in my pocket so fast, nigga. I was like, why the fuck would I do that? And I was just nigga out there having a good time, like nigga.
I'm in the pursuit.
Yeah, like I'm just in the vibe, like
Do y'all do festivals?
I don't like a festival.
You know, I did. Made it.
I know you
last
do
year.
Festival. Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. But Trey, I don't get this. See, you're weird, Trey. Like, I would think off of appearance, I would be like, yo, you're 100% a festival guy. Nigga. Like, yo, definitely like, damn, but then, like, bro. I know you, and
what
I can see you just being
off appearance. What they mean, Trey?
That's how they doing me, man.
Listen, my nigga,
you like a festival, nigga.
Go ahead, explain it to Juju. Go ahead, Jer. Why you gonna say
like,
it?
Like, when you think of a festival, nigga, like, you think of a nigga that's got like the little bag on their shoulder.
The tote
you know
bag.
What I'm saying? They got everything. They go with everything they need in their tote bag. Trey's always, listen, Trey can dress. I'm not saying he can't. It's a different type of dress style than your boy, but I recognize I'm just a different lane, and niggas think I'm probably just wild out here. So I'm saying my man, but he dresses in that
in the words of 50 Cent, it's for the bitches, nigga.
Listen, he dresses very artsy, and that's an artsy look. It's either artsy or grungy looks, not Trey, but like artsy or grungy looks. That's the main look that you see at festivals. Like, if a nigga come too fresh at a festival, my nigga, you've really never been to a festival before. Man. Like, you know, like my first time at a festival, I wore some Threes. I'll never do that shit again. Like, I was dumb. Like, them shits was done afterwards. You know what I mean?
Rookie
move, bro. Now I just go out there with comfortable ass sneaks on, bro. I don't give a fuck about the fashion, bro. Like, I'm just gonna get, you know, as elevated as I can and enjoy this music.
What'd you ask him? Chuck Taylor's?
But when I went to the festival, I was more than enough prepared. Jerv seen me. I was more than enough prepared. I had my Vans ready
but
for
that don't mean you're a festival
on.
Person, though, bro.
No, hell no. First of all, I was thinking about, I can't wait to get
so
home.
Look, I was right.
You know that.
Jerv's right.
He was right. First of all, I'm sitting there like, I can't wait to get home and wash my face. You know what I'm saying? I need some hand sanitizer. I need some water. It's a lot of shit going on. You feel me? I don't care if it's hoes or not. I gotta go because I'm just feeling dirty. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
And
I
was at the festival feeling like filthy.
And I was at the festival for fucking 12 hours.
Oh, damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, I didn't do, I was out there for probably about like seven. I did 7 hours. So in my fairness, in all fairness, me having 10 rolled up, I think that's a very fair number for being out there for damn near 7 hours.
Yeah. 10. Oh, no, that's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know,
that's a blunt an hour.
Right, a blunt per MPH. Oh,
I mean, might not even be an hour, bro.
I had edibles on me, BPH. Too, and I had my little pen.
God damn, this nigga, yo, you going to war?
Bro, festivals is a different time, bro. Like, if you're not going out to a festival to like, literally just vibe out and just get lost in the music, like, I don't understand what you're at the festival for.
Are you, are you going continuous here? Like, this one's over. Let me start this one. Let me pop. Like, you don't take breaks in between?
I mean, I take a break on some, like, oh, we start talking, but like, I don't like say, hey, let me chill for like, no, it's literally whenever I feel like just the moment needs, like if a certain song, there's certain songs, dog, you just got to smoke to.
Man. So you get unlimited highs, what you're saying.
Yeah, see, I had learned to remedy that, because one point in my life, it was so much weed that it was like unlimited weed. So I would just be smoking. So I started just putting in my phone alarms. So every 45 minutes, joint for me. You feel me? When I'm out a long time. And that shit worked, because it's like, you get that anticipation around that 35. You be like, oh, every song sound good.
Yeah, and then you gotta think sometimes, bro, if you light a whole, like, I'm not killing the whole cone, right, like when right. I first spark it, like I might get through like half of it and then be like, oh shit, you know, not like let me put it out, it just the natural motion of just like, you know what I mean, cones go out a little faster than other things, so that helps too, like I don't always feel like relighting. So, but it's pretty much continuous.
Now, Juju, let me ask you, like, or just everybody who smoked, like, because Juju had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, like, niggas don't pass blunts and shit like that no more. Like, you might be with a chick or whatever, smoke with her, but do niggas, is there anything that niggas miss about smoking together? Like, how niggas used to smoke together back in the day?
Not at all, bro.
I passed last week, actually, which was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I pass and give off. Pause.
Bruh.
Like the fact
right. It's yours now. It's yours.
I mean, who
do you? I done did shit so many times.
A stranger or somebody you trust?
No, someone I trust.
Like even if it's somebody I trust, like even at the festival yesterday, like if somebody walked up that I know smokes and I'm smoking, so I gave away like two halves also,
right?
Because they came up, they smoke. I'm like, listen, I'm not gonna be greedy. I know I got. I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. The stendo is here.
That's one of the best moves to be there. You smoking, somebody walk up on you, like, hey, no, you can kill that. I'm good.
Exactly. Kill that, bro.
Right. Yeah, kill your that, face, bro. Too. I'm lighting up in your face. So don't even talk.
I want to say I inherited the family lungs, because shit, I smoked 3 hours last weekend straight. Me and Bleep. I ain't going to put his business out there. But
he
y'all, homie.
3 hours in a row.
Jerv know who I smoke with, but. We smoked for 3 hours, and bruh said, I ain't even know you smoke. I said, yeah, I do, but like not like that. And he's like, bruh, like everybody else be tapping out. I'm like, bruh, I be smoking like when I can, you know what I'm saying? But when you, like you said, Juju, when you got a limited amount of weed, this is the thing. And shout out to Reddit, because Reddit disrespected the whole fuck of my life, called me a weed holder at one point in my life.
Damn.
Niggas called me a weed holder, and I'm an educated black man, but... At one point in time, I was a weed holder.
I was holding weed.
Then I was holding weed for the best. I done smoke with Snoop. I done smoke with Wiz. I done smoke with damn near everybody at this damn near point, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this.
See, that's the thing, right?
That was a little at this point, flex bombs.
What, cool bombs?
I will say this, though. At this point, I don't like the smell of my fingertips when I smoke. And then also, that shit fuck up my cologne, bro.
Hey, Juju, hold up, bro. See, this is how this nigga gets you, bro. Like, yo, you get sucked into the conversation. This nigga like, yo. And I'm like, yeah, yo, this is the nigga that like, yo, when I go up to kick it with him in New York, this is the nigga I'm trying to go kick it with. Uh-huh. And then he hits you with the, yeah, yo, but you know, I don't like the, it messes my cologne up, my finger.
I'm going to take my shirt off, like, nigga.
Now I got to decide if I smoke with this boy. Do I want to smoke with him? Because there's a chance he might take his shirt off.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
No, I'm gonna have my tank top on, bro. I'm gonna have my tank top on. You feel me? I'm gonna take the t-shirt off, put the shirt away far from the distance.
Man, let that breathe on you, my nigga. Like, that's just earth. That's the earth, bro.
This conversation is so clutch right here because I feel like one day we're gonna be linked up and we're gonna be smoking and my boy gonna take his shirt off and I wouldn't know how to respond right quick. Thank you for like, I needed this. You feel me? Because I was like, yo. My guy.
Hey man, I didn't have to go and like, you know, go to a whole nother joint. So I'm like, let me take this joint off, put it in the trunk real quick, smoke, then go get my shirt back.
Do that.
Well, no, I take my hoodie off. Usually I take my hoodie off.
Yo. Whatever top layer is, you gotta take off.
I don't take the shirt off. No, I don't.
Because first of all, niggas not about to be smoking no roach. You know, if you really about to be smoking, you about to be really smoking.
See, I use the bong. I'm a bong nigga just on the strength. So,
but I'm just talking about if we don't have a bong and we out, and it's me, you, Juju, and Jason, because me might go get some drink. We gonna step outside.
Fuck that. And me, I smoke when we want. I've known you goddamn too long for this. You know what I'm saying? He smoked once a year and I ain't smoking.
And we go get a smoke circle. Say we got the live show. We got a smoke circle. We like, fuck it.
I'm not changing shit. Let that aroma hit me.
So first of all, if we got a smoke circle for the live show, my live parts need to have been done by then. Like I'm done working. Number two, you reminded me at the time Jerv was smoking outside the live show. That nigga was just standing on the sidewalk. Fucking faded, like lost.
Niggas
in his
had to
own
go get him.
Yeah.
He was just standing there
by himself. Jerv,
and you smoke with me before in Boston. Remember when the fucking they called the police on us?
They called
the police on us, Juju, in Boston, nigga. We were smoking outside the Airbnb. Shows. It was fucking snowing, and me and Jerv on the fucking it was the fire escape smoking, nigga, and they called the police on us, nigga. We were in the fucking Harvard area, Cambridge.
Damn.
Massachusetts, nigga. They called the police on me and Jerv. I was like, nigga, I thought it was legal here.
All this is crazy because I just realized we haven't had a chance to be around each other. I think the only person that can attest to this is I feel like I always smell like weed. Like, I don't even try no more. Like, I smell like weed only.
I
like
That's your cologne. Kush is your cologne.
Said, oh, this is my scent now.
Right.
Man. I don't care. My mom knows I smoke, bro. And once that day happened, I have the only other person walking on this face of earth now that I had to have a conversation with eventually about smoking weed is my daughter. And I got a little bit of years for that. Other than that, dog, I don't care.
Exactly,
I'm bringing my cologne with me. And hello, I'm in the building as advertised, baby.
Trey, you don't like the mix? Because sometimes, like, okay,
that mix
like the,
nasty, oh, nigga.
Nasty word.
I don't like the over weed smell, but sometimes you got the mix on there. You had to come over
really every time stinking. I go in the office.
It really be stinking like that? Like we really
hey, it does, hey does, yes, bro. Nigga, you be stinking. Because
it's not
nigga.
The weed, bro. It's the blunts, dog. Like niggas it's need to blunt. Stop smoking blunts.
Yeah, man. I don't smoke blunts. Not at all.
I think I smoke papers.
Exactly. Bro, it's two different smells. It's the blunt smell and it's the paper smell. The paper smells a lot lighter. You smell almost like the
you gotta be up on an individual.
And also too, like I forgot about this part. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm smoking, I ain't never gonna smell crazy. Like, you feel me?
Right.
This thing smoking. This smells like fucking tropical fruit, like Fruitopia. Yeah.
But some of that gas, some of that OG do be like smelling like OGs, like
nigga be smelly elly, man. But it ain't to a point where it's like bad, like musty. Musty is bad, nigga. You feel me?
Musty, that's crazy.
Weed is tolerable, but if you could smell yourself, then you like,
nah,
fuck it. You either gonna be like, fuck it, or and I got a sensitive nose, so like if I smell that shit, I'm gonna be hot because I'll be like, damn.
You know the dreaded shit that ever happens when you be like out, like say you at a game or some shit, like mm-hmm. you in the media shit, and then you like reach for some shit and you catch wind of your shit and you like, oh my God, did I forget the dreaded deodorant?
Hold up.
we just had that conversation last week, bro.
Oh my God.
About mustiness, bro.
Musty.
Oh, you're talking about musty? Oh, okay.
Yo, that's the dreaded, bro. That shit happened to me once before, bro. I went like to the hotel room and everything. Came back third quarter.
Damn.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. I don't know if it's shrooms or if it's weed, bro. But I be nervous, bro, when I be thinking about deodorant. You know what I'm saying? Like you be like, I be having my moments, nigga. I be on the train. I ain't smell shit, but I be like, in my head, like, damn, did I forget to put on fucking deodorant? Yeah, I go run to a fucking drugstore, CVS. Oh. All that shit, I will go buy the travel pack ASAP because I'd be like, I cannot. One thing you can't beat is the musty allegations.
So you can't strike me as the nigga I would have thought you would be a nigga that just keeps a stick of deodorant around, my guy. Like, wouldn't think you was a nigga that had to run to the store.
Here's the thing. No, I get the travel size, but if I already got one, sometimes, again, I might be out. And if I don't have that travel size on me.
What's the best deodorant?
Secret.
Oh,
degree.
Come on, man.
I fuck with the women's shit.
Oh, you wear the women's? Yeah, I use degree.
I thought you degree.
I use the best in the world.
Harry's, what is called Harry's or some shit.
What you use,
Harry's,
Juju?
That Arm & Hammer Fresh, bro. The yellow thing with the fresh on the green fresh. That's the best deodorant.
My nigga out here fighting wolves. I got
that shit. Bro. That shit been around since I was a kid, bro. That shit called $2.99 wherever. That motherfucker gonna keep you there. It goes on dry to protect against odor and wetness. You
feel me? This nigga doing a live read.
He doing a fucking ad read right there, bro. That's fucking crazy. Nah, I fucked with Old Spice Fiji. That shit was low key too strong.
That go crazy.
Like I fucked with what's the green one, the all green shit.
Degree.
Yeah.
Degree is definitely key.
Like I had a couple joints.
Degree is the one. That's a staple, bro. Like,
but a lot of them shits was fucking up my shirts, bro. You know what I'm saying? So like, there's a rule.
Oh, I don't use. It's just the gel joints, like the ones that's not. I gotta use the white joints, dog.
You gotta use that white. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I switched to the secret shit, and now I'll be floral, nigga.
The niggas on
be
secret.
Out here, I'll be secret, nigga.
That's right too. I'm gonna just say that right now. That's right too today. Like, first off, we got goddamn ice cream meditation, and your favorite deodorant is secret. Hey, strong enough for you.
This.
But it's not made for you, brother.
I will say this: I won't be painting my nails yellow.
Oh, man. Oh, what's up with this dude? Yo, it's funny. Like, someone else sent me that picture. Like, look at Drake. And I was like, is it because he's wearing a state property jacket? Like, oh, man. What are so we looking at?
Out
that shit fucked my head up like a bad taper, nigga. You know what I'm saying? First of all,
that's your goat, right?
Think about this. The nigga got on Seagull shit, and that's supposed to represent masculinity to the fullest. And then I see this nigga with the yellow nails, and I'm like,
look, happy Pride Month, y'all. Salute to everything going on.
Shout out to everybody that want to do their thing. But right.
Love who you
want to
love, in the immortal words of Ray J. Love who you want to love.
Also, I'm confused. I'm curious for our female listeners, that do they get mad now that niggas is in the salon taking up their spots?
No.
wait. Like, bigger nail salon?
Yeah, nail salon.
Wait, niggas didn't go to nail salons before though? Like, I've gotten a manicure, my nigga. I know.
But you got to think about this, first of all.
Look, I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't never got a manicure.
Juju a manly
not
man.
Not a manly man. I ain't never got a massage. I ain't never got shit.
You never got a massage?
I promise you.
Get the massage, my nigga. You got to get the massage.
I ain't never did shit like this before.
All right, Juju.
I'm not because I'm tough.
They don't have nothing to do with it, because obviously a bunch of athletes and shit get massage.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the closest thing to sex in life.
That's a hot point.
I know what you mean, but I just want you to clarify.
But not in a non-sexual, I'm not talking about happy ending.
I know what you mean, but I just wanted you to clarify.
Yeah, I'm talking about having like. A nice woman who's a professional in a Vegas, or man.
I'm just saying, not for me. We're talking for everybody. We got this.
Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month. Love who you want.
Not for me.
Like, I don't know if y'all seen the Seinfeld episode where George got the massage by a man.
It moved.
biggest fears. But I love to go to Vegas and get a massage at like the Aria or, you know what I'm saying, Caesar's Palace.
Damn,
like
what the hell is turning to?
I'm just saying. Again, these are nice spas, bro. Like, take yourself to go to Burke Williams, bro. Like, spend.
Yo, what is happening? Hold on. Hold on, Juju.
I am bread.
Juju.
I'm a poor man.
You never.
Oh, hold up, my nigga. That's straight. No, listen. Go to Massage Envy or whatever them Jones is, bro. Tell them you want to sign up for the little monthly John.
Okay.
And then, hey, listen, after you get your complimentary free massage, maybe you just don't feel like signing up for it no more. I don't know. That might be a play. I don't know. I don't want to put a play out there, but that might be a play.
Hey, you a sick nigga. Y'all some sick niggas. This nigga said, I can't remove my shirt, bro. Nigga said, I can't do all this other shit. I can't use a secret deodorant. This nigga ain't never had no massage or no manicure, bro. I never had a pedicure.
I ain't never had no manicure before.
You gotta get the nail clippers.
My nails look, bro, they
get the massage and like the little tension points on your hand, though. Jason,
they put them little cotton balls between your toes.
Yeah.
Nah, hold up, bro.
Look at him, fam.
Fam, see, this is where I draw the line. When I go for my pedicure, you trying to
beat the pause allegations?
I'm just saying, I bring my own slides with me, bro.
Play
so I can slide right back into.
All right, dog.
Trey, if I can believe that you walk around with a tote bag with every essential known to mankind, you gotta give me my credit and say I can go to the damn nail salon with some slides on, my nigga.
If anything, I would believe that out of anything that you would do that, because you go prove your manly man.
I'm not putting them.
He go had a bench Nike toes, joints on.
Oh my god!
Look, no. I don't give a fuck. Hey.
I do the UGG.
I'm way
now,
too dog. Comfy, bro. But at the end of the day, yes, dog. I'm in the manicure joint. You know what I'm saying? Nice little no clear polish. Nice little buff. You feel me?
I'm about to say, y'all had clear polish. What? This
nigga. I do clear polish, bro. Listen, I'm here.
They out here painting your nails, bro.
Yeah, they've been doing. No, I've been getting Clear Power since I was like a young boy, dog. Like, what am I doing? Like, listen, dog. They love it. Like, I'm sorry.
He a noob.
They love it. Dog.
He a noob. You a noob.
Yes, sir.
What's red or something?
Oh, what happened?
Did they paint banging on red or something? Oh, my bad. Let me.
Do they paint my nails red? Come on, don't do no disrespect. Come on,
why? That's why I cleared out.
Hey, man, self care, man. Take care of yourself. You feel me?
Red and white stripes, dude. Red and white.
Get that manicure.
like a barber pole.
You do it right here. Hey, you talking about? Oh, fuck you, saying? I already know what you could be. Hey, bro, salute my boy. Hey, you fuck with it, I fuck with it, bro.
I appreciate you, bro.
That's what we got to do more, bro. We got to support each other as black men, bro. If we into it, if we not, bro. Since our brothers are, that man, that's our brother. Fuck it, bro. We about it too, nigga. Hey, you talking about?
So basically, it's just another individual on the pod now that's going to be on the mean side when the mean decides to go on his rants about Greek life. I appreciate it. I
don't know what you're talking about,
this
bro.
This is awesome.
You feel me? Hey,
you guys are the best.
It is what it is, man. I still think we might have to pay. I still can't believe Juju ain't never had no massage, man.
But Juju, real talk. You never, when Genesis come through, you never been around?
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I got my Genesis, bro. That ain't Genesis. No fucking massage. Bro, that shit hurt.
That's an ass open.
That shit hurt.
She step on all your shit with her full body weight.
Yeah, dog. Listen,
I
was about to say something, but it was gonna sound super.
You know how Hulk Hogan arm dropped two times? My arm dropped two times. The third one, I just be like, I ain't gonna tap out. Goddamn, fuck it. And she just hit that spot. I'm like, fuck, bro. That shit ain't no massage.
Yeah, bro. Deep tissue joints,
bro. That shit. She hit bone. She the goat.
Yeah, for real, man. Like you feel great afterwards, but during, motherfuckers be walking by the room and you just hear niggas crying.
Motherfucker got her whole foot on your neck, nigga. Oh. Like I'm like, bitch.
Tie? Is it like a Thai massage?
Yeah, you know, but like she's a sturdy woman. She's not.
I had my first Thai massage for my birthday last week. My boy got me a Thai massage, and I never had nobody walk on my back. So as much as I love massages, like I didn't want really that to happen because it just seemed weird with like somebody putting their feet on your body. Like
it's good as shit though, man.
But yeah, but bro, that shit was low key mind blowing. Yeah,
like she got to walk her, like walk on your shit.
Yeah, she got like the old walker top of the shit.
Yeah, the Thai ones, they got like, But Genesis be coming through with like, she got like an old person walker just so that she could lean into that shit extra and shit. Yeah, man.
Right here on your bicep.
The one that get me is like, it's right here. It's like a little bit under your shoulder.
Right. I had bruises on my shit, bro. Here, I be having bruises on my shit.
Hey, y'all niggas sound real soft, dog.
Nigga, go get some.
All right, man. For the nigga with the vacation background, fuck out of here, nigga.
Fucking twirl your cane, nigga. Thanks to everybody for joining us. Thank you to Juju. Thank you, Jason, Jerv, Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you locked in. Get those ad-free episodes. Get those full bomb episodes. Get the Discord. Get the watch-alongs, everything else. Till next week, stay black, motherfuckers.